Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. The title of today's session is Stake Yourself and Stake Your Land. Let me start with two verses. Galatians 2:20 NLT. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then Psalm 37 verse 3 NLT. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. So stake yourself and stake your land. Let's start with a story about someone staking themselves. I got an email one day from a young lady in Nashville, Tennessee, and she said, my friend in Africa was very, very exposed to tuberculosis and was getting very sick. It was a problem because if she had it, she would not be able to return to America and college for 6 more months. She called me the day before and she got tested, and I told her to stake herself out. I told her the principle of Bible verses and that the power was in the Word of God and the act of faith. So she sent me this picture, and she had sent me the picture too. She had written many verses down her arm with a permanent marker pen. And she woke up the next day feeling great. She passed the test, did not have TB, and came home no problem. And she said, Jesus is faithful and God's word is powerful. Now let me share a story about someone who staked their land and what happened in their life. An email came one day, and it was entitled, A Homeowner's Answered Prayer in Arizona. Our home was the first one to be built on our street. That meant landscaping and lots of it. We are seniors in life now, so we searched for a landscaper we could afford and depend on. We found one with experience and knowledge of our area and assigned him the daunting task of fixing our property. He immediately suggested an adobe wall around the property to keep out the coyotes and snakes, and we said a loud amen to that. We had heard we had a new homeowners association, but after the papers were signed and the sale was final, nothing more was said about the association or its rules. We knew we'd hear something someday soon, however, so we didn't worry about it. The wall was up in a month, and lucky for us it was. The neighborhood had begun to fill up with cement trucks, rock carriers, and porta potties. The trucks drove over our property area daily, flinging rocks and gravel onto our house and new adobe fence. We frequently ran for cover with our 8-pound dog in hand. A year passed, and then two. Our yard had been staked out with Steve Hemphill's stakes and prayers, and everything that could bloom did. It was amazing. God loves the colors of the desert. He made them. When the third year was upon us, we received a letter from the HOA informing us that the wall we had around our property would have to come down. Our new ambitious HOA board thought we had built on a setback line, and they were planning on suing us. We were astonished, sad, and angry. Why had they waited 2 years? We prayed hard, made sure the stakes were securely grounded, and turned it all over to God. And then one day, a few weeks ago, the letter came. We sat down, opened it slowly, and then we cried. Not for our misfortune, but for our relationship with the Lord through prayer and action. He had saved our wall. How and why? God and prayer and action and anointed stakes that claim that this land belongs to God and He has authority over it. Not the power-hungry and often ruthless Homeowners Association. Thank you, God, and Active Faith, Maddie and Gigi. So the girl staked herself, and the couple staked their land. Good things happened in both cases. It's not magic. It's the action taken in faith and the power of the Word of God. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to put God's Word somewhere on yourself. Personally, I have a wristband that has 1 John 4:4 on it. He that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. We have them in our online store. I also have a pocket card with the same verses as the stakes. We call them spiritual warfare cards. You could make your own. You could make a sticky note. I keep it in my billfold. I don't go anywhere without God's Word in my pocket and on my wrist. Simple acts of faith are all through the Bible. Prayer plus action is all through the Bible. Why should it be any different today? You might also simply pray like this. Lord, I'm literally trusting the awesome power of your word to protect me and my property. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.